Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Analysis with over 70 years combined experience. This is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything.
You know what can I say? But it wasn't going to happen here with him. I was okay with it because it wasn't about talent. I didn't think.
All right, let's get right to it.
All right, guys. Okay, guys, got a lot of work to do. Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, Tagway along for the ride, Zoomin' podcast. We are brought to you by FanDuel, the official partner of the CLNS Media Network. Snap it action this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. Okay, guys, the big news. Bob, we're going to start with you. Brad Stevens, I think, has done a wonderful job. I think the Celtics are true contenders. Robert Williams, Malcolm Brogdon, and picks. They go out the door to Portland, and Drew Holiday comes to the Celtics. Your thoughts?
First of all, Happy New Year, guys, as the basketball season has officially begun. The balls are bouncing in Brighton, Massachusetts, so we're glad to hear that. Okay. Brad Stevens has answered the question that we had in the offseason, which is, are we going to go back and try it again, or are we going to try something new? And clearly we're trying something new in the, with the Porzingis acquisition. And then the miraculous, I mean, this fell into their lap, let's be honest. The idea that Drew Holiday was involved with that Lillard thing, and that we knew that everybody in the world knew that Portland Trail Blazers weren't going to hang on to Drew Holiday. And there certainly were multiple suitors. And he got it done. I will miss Robert Williams, but he was, let's face it, a colossal tease. You know, giving us glimpses of greatness, but not being around when we really needed him. I wish him well. I hope he has the career. But everything, I'll be honest, guys, a year ago at this time, I was aware of, obviously, of Drew Holiday, an excellent NBA player, but I had no feel for him. I had no opinion of him. He was just a name, a guy that would get in the All-Star game. Also, part of a family, the Holidays, clearly. There's multiple Holidays, okay? And his unusual first name, the whole thing. But nothing, I didn't have a feel for him. Oh, boy, am I learning. He's a lot better player than I ever knew.
Because he's not flashy, Bob. He's not flashy in his personality or his game. He's just like the hard hat guy that just does whatever you need him to do.
Well, that's great. Yeah, right. And everything I hear about is his flexibility, his team-oriented sense of everything. It's too good to be true, you know, and almost, you know, that they could replace, you know, I would miss Marcus Smart. I certainly was aware of his flaws. I knew he was flawed. I loved him anyway. I always said he and Jackie Bradley Jr. were my twin, you know, obsessions in that regard, okay? So, they replaced them, frankly, and I think adequately. Let me just say this. I'll shut up for a minute. They've opened the window even more. The window was open. It ain't going to be open for too long. He's 32, so let's remember that.
I think he's 30.
All right, he's going to be 30. It ain't better now. Remember, 15 years ago, well, 16 actually, it's 07. They made the cataclysmic moves that transformed that team, and the window was open, and they got it done. They could have had three. We all know that weren't for injuries, but they got it done. This team had better act as if they got 1 year to do it. They should,
right, a sense of urgency.
They should act that way.
Yes, I mean, there's no doubt about it, because you don't know what's going to happen with Tatum long term. I mean, God bless him, but he may want to go to the Lakers. I mean, who knows? And you have to have a win now mentality. And to me, Jeff, that's what Brad Stevens has done. And I do think that he's given you all the Marcus Smart traits without the drama and without hogging the ball with 60 seconds to go.
Blockbuster Brad. He doesn't like the name, but I've heard he's being called that name within the walls of the Auerbach Center. So, you know, Brad, you know, Brad just, he's a different dude, and give him credit because I thought he'd have difficulty making some of these trades. I really did. I thought he'd have, you know, actually telling these players that they're shipped out. He's such a, you know, guy who feels it and with these relationships. He's not like a Daryl Morey type, and we'll get to Daryl Morey later here, but you know, not about the numbers or anything like that. It's more about the relationships and you know, sending away Rob Williams, I'm sure was hard for him because again, he watched that kid grow into a man from a boy. I mean, a kid who again had his issues and but I love the trade because, you know, here's the thing. And I talked to somebody in the league the other day, right after the trade, and I said, all right, compare Brogdon and Drew Holiday, compare them to me. And he said, they're not even the same stratosphere.
No.
And part of the deal, guys, is Brogdon wasn't a very good defender last year. Drew Holiday is one of the top defenders in the league, probably better than Marcus Smart was last year, not two years ago, but better. Obviously, a better point guard, a better shooter. I mean, over the last 3 years, Drew Holiday shot almost 40% from three. So you're adding Porzingis and Drew Holiday. And again, I know you don't like the system, Bob, launching the threes, but if you're going to play it, have the right guys to be able to execute it. And that's what they're doing now.
I love the idea at Media Day. The Inquisitors did put Joe Mazzulla's feet to the fire about the three obsession. And he had a good joking sense of humor about it, which I did like to see because we're still trying to learn who he is. Yeah. We don't know him. You know,
I don't think he knows, Bob.
We didn't know him.
He doesn't know Bob. He's a kid, you know. And I'm saying this in fairness to him, I don't want to get too far off the trade, but in fairness to Mazzulla, he's still finding out who he is. I'm saying that to be fair to the guy. I'm not saying it to be demeaning. But back to the issue here at hand is that after the Lillard trade went down to Milwaukee, I went, it's over. Then I heard, oh, the Celtics could be in on Holiday. I went, okay, let's wait and see what happens. But when Lillard went to Milwaukee, I go, not happening. They're not going to win it. It's not going to happen. If Milwaukee stays healthy, and then they pulled this trigger, and I telling you, Bob, I was like, it's Boston and it's Milwaukee.
Right.
And they're right there. They are right there. The Celtics can win it this year. And I haven't really felt that way. Even when they lost to Golden State, I was like, Golden State has been there, done that. They got the experience. But now I feel that this Celtic team has the personalities, the makeup, and the talent to win it.
Snap into action this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, including spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston and kick off the NFL season. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Massachusetts. Hope is here. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
All right, Jeff, how concerned are you about the front court?
Concerned. Yes, very concerned because you got a 37-year-old Al Horford. Porzingis, and I asked him this question at Media Day. I said, like, how comfortable are you with the five? Not offensively, He can play the five offensively. That's not the issue. It's defensively. And he had a good answer. He said, listen, other than Embiid and Jokic, how many post-up fives are there anymore?
Thank you. Who do you have to worry about?
Right. He's right. He's right. But again, you know, you still got to get through Embiid. We're not scared of Philly today, though. That's the one thing. You can give Embiid his 40 every night. It's just making sure Maxi doesn't hurt you, Tobias doesn't hurt you, those guys. But I am worried. What I think they're going to do, Bob, is they're going to give Luke Kornet a chance here to play 12, 15 minutes a game in the regular season and see if he can be a guy who can give you 8 or 10 in the playoffs. You know, Kornet is a better athlete than you think. He's 7'2", can't really shoot, right? Can't shoot. Went to Vandy, was a kid who, you know, wasn't highly recruited at all. Grew, went to Vanderbilt, had a good career there, was in the G League a couple of years ago, but he's smart and he knows his role. He is not going to try to do more than he's capable of. So he's going to screen. He's going to try to just make these guys look better. And he said that on offense. Like, that's his deal, is on defense, rebound, block shots, and on offense, screen and catch lobs and finish around the rim. And they're never going to throw him the ball. But all he's got to do for those 12, 15 minutes is do the little things, which he's going to buy into, unlike maybe some other bigs.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because I liked what I saw last year in that role. And I was a bit of people were downplaying him and dismissing him as a nothing in the offseason. And so, and that's just wrong. So I think we're on the same page with this. I think I'm willing to live with it, you know, until I see otherwise that he's going
and
to
they have,
exactly listen, what I thought, 12 to 15 minutes.
They you know? Have first round picks. If they want to make a move in the middle of the season, if they say, you know, Horford gets hurt, something like that, mm-hmm. Kornet isn't up to the task, Porzingis can't play the five defensively, then they're going to have to make a move. Now they have a bunch of first rounders, all their first rounders coming up. And then they have a ton of second rounders and they have a trade exception. So they can get a guy. Are they going to get a frontline guy? Maybe not, but they could get a piece, a 20-minute a game veteran if they need to at the break.
Put my mind at rest and get my pulse rate back to normal. I have heard a name mentioned that sends shivers. How many more?
Dwight Howard is the name you're going to mention probably. No?
I don't usually speak the name, but I think that's the fellow I'm thinking of. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I just can't see under any circumstance Brad Stevens bringing in Dwight Howard.
It
would be such a bad fit in this locker room, too, where, again, Dwight's kind of a clown. And now you're throwing him in a room of kind of quiet, professional type guys, right? Like Jrue Holiday, the one thing we don't want to gloss over here, he's not a Marcus Smart personality. He kind of fits in with the rest of them. He's quiet. He's to himself. He'll speak when he, you know, I just spoke to somebody the other day, again, who had a chance to coach him and said, like, Drew's, they literally said, Milwaukee is in mourning a little bit there from losing Jrue Holiday. They love the fact that they got Dame Lillard, but everybody you talk to talks about Drew's character. I mean, it's a guy who, I believe, sat out a year to take care of his wife, you know, who was fighting, you know, obviously she was sick at the time, and she's doing a whole lot better. But, you know, it speaks to his character. How many guys are going to do that in the prime of their careers? Not many. And Drew's just like the consummate pro. I know you hear that word, that phrase thrown around a lot, but that's what he is. Now, again, my worry, and you said this before, Gary, is they got all the pieces to fit together. Yeah, they do. Who's that dude who's going to challenge him? Tatum keeps saying, and he said it to me a month ago. He said it again the other day. You know, he's going to speak. He does speak. We just don't see it. Jaylen Brown said, I've got to be a little bit more vocal as well. I think everybody has to kind of police themselves in that locker room. But the good thing about that locker room is you don't have a lot of clowns in that locker room. Yeah, that's why I bring in Dwight Howard. They're good, high character dudes.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Jeff, I know everybody loves to say there's that one guy who's Perk, you know, was the sheriff in the Celtics locker room. And, you know, the guys that held court and kept things going. You know, and I'll, you know, Bob could chime in on this too. I don't think they need it. Like they got,
I want an energy guy though. That's what I want. And I don't know if they have an energy guy on the court.
I don't know, man. You can't have everything. But right now, I think this is the best roster they've had in the Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown.
Wow, Tengwe coming out strong, feeling positive today. We haven't seen a glass half full Tengwe in a long time here, Bob. What's going on?
But they have all the answers, you know? Like, they really do. I mean,
it's 70 degrees every day. That's what it is, Bob. It's 70 degrees. Gary's waking up. He's feeling good. He's going for early morning walks. He's got his coffee, and he feels good right now.
And I think it comes to all comes – not all, but so much is going to come down to Joe Mazzulla's second-year maturation.
Yeah.
We talk about rookie players in the second year. I'll never forget the second training camp from McHale going back. And thinking it's like he's around for 10 years already. You know, he was so rare in that regard, his maturation. Well, Joe Mazzulla, I don't feel that way about him about as a coach yet. But you know, I think it's a big proving ground year for him. Brad has handed him the keys to the Ferrari, guys.
Yes, he absolutely.
Not to the Kia.
Yes.
To the Ferrari. Right.
Yeah.
And so that's a heavy responsibility. And I'll come back and I'll show, and we're going to move on now on this topic. I'll come back to in Brad, I trust so far. I he's a smart guy. I'm biased toward him. I mean, I'm definitely. And let me just, oh, by the way, I couldn't let our little encounter get away without pointing out a number. That's what I learned in this morning paper. I'm just going to read you a paragraph and I will not embellish it, but just of Porzingis's 1,018 shots last season with the Wizards, 35% were three pointers. And he shot 56% from the field on twos. That was heartening to me. Yeah. And I just hope that that's the way he's viewed. That ratio, I could. I'll 65-35, twos to threes. That's all I'm asking for. Thank you very much. And I think he'll be fine.
Hey, Gary, going back quickly to Bob's point in Mazzulla and your point in Mazzulla, here's what I will say is the three guys that were probably the most difficult for Joe to deal with last year are all gone.
Right.
And that's Marcus Smart, Grant Williams, and Malcolm Brogdon. So I do think he'll have guys, you know, Porzingis and Drew, fresh start, right? Like Jaylen Brown's the one he's still probably got to win over a little bit more. But those guys come in with second-year Joe Mazzulla. We know Tatum is a guy who stood by Mazzulla over and over again, publicly and privately. And the other guys are going to fall in line. Derek White. Listen, the other part of the trade we even talked about is now the pressure is off Derek White to be the primary point guard. Now he becomes the secondary point guard. Drew Holiday's the point, and you have probably the best defensive perimeter duo in the entire league in Drew Holiday and Derek White together.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Brad Stevens, unbelievable. So, Harden in Philadelphia, as we move on to that. Now, the latest I'm seeing is he's supposed to show up today at training camp. Nobody wants him. He's requested a trade. Philadelphia's put out feelings. I mean, you know Morey. Maybe he's asking for too much. What are you hearing, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, Morey is, just like he did with Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
But Morey's also stubborn as hell. And you've got, you know, James Harden calling him a liar over and over. So I'm sure Morey's not going to be overly concerned right now with trying to take care of James Harden. I don't think he gives a shit about James Harden. But at some point, you've got to realize that the longer you wait on this, the more disgruntled the real guy becomes in Joel Embiid. So you got to get something here somewhere before the All-Star break, because otherwise it becomes too late to make any sort of run this year, because you need continuity, you need chemistry. So they're going to have to do something. But I think their training camp is in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Well, I do know why. I was there last year. It's a really, really cool city. So I can only picture James Harden hitting the breweries right now instead of going to practice.
Right.
And, you know, I hope he doesn't hit him too much because we don't need YMCA looking James Harden again.
No, we don't. No, no, we don't.
I got a quick Fort Collins thing for you guys.
Yes.
I drove Eric Fernston and Jeff Judkins to Fort Collins, Colorado, to Colorado State to see Danny Ainge play against the Colorado State Rams.
Really?
Yeah, that's my one and only trip to Colorado, to Fort Collins, Colorado.
It's a great, great city. Great city. And there'll be fireworks in Fort Collins, I believe, here with training camp, the Sixers training camp, because it sounds like James Harden's just going to be a distraction.
Oh,
he's
right.
Just going to try to be the biggest distraction he can be, which he doesn't need to try because he usually is anyway. But now it's going to be at a high level. I mean, I don't know if there are any clubs in Fort Collins, but if there are, Harden's going to find them.
Bob, I know you want to talk about the Knicks.
Oh, just quickly. I want to just throw it out there. There's optimism there in New York now. And I'm reading the New York papers and they're really excited. Not that they're going to be a contender, but they're going to be even more respectable. Last year, they got in the playoffs. They laid an egg a little bit. Do you see any difference with the Knicks this year, Jeff?
They're just trying to add as many Villanova guys as they can. And you know what? I actually give Leon Rose credit on that, because what are Villanova guys known for? They're known for their toughness, mental toughness. They're known for their winning attitude. They're known for, honestly, their unselfishness. So I love the fact, you know, they added DiVincenzo, you know, Josh Hart, obviously Brunson is the guy. And, you know, I don't know, like you said, I don't know if they have enough to take the next step, but they're getting closer and closer. They're one star away. They still got to move Randall for a bona fide star, or RJ Barrett. I think they're both good, nice players, but they're not top 20 players in the league. And that's kind of, I don't think Brunson is either, as much as I want him to be. You want him to be a top 20 player, and we take him over most point guards. He needs a running mate. He needs another superstar. You know, he's kind of like, and I'd probably rather have him than Jaylen Brown, but he's probably similar to Jaylen Brown in a sense that, again, can't really be the number one guy for a championship team.
No, we are addressing, I think, our audience, a clientele that just doesn't know, haven't experienced what it's like to have the Knicks to hate.
It's great.
I mean, it's so much fun. I want them to be good so we can start hating them again.
Yeah,
you can't hate this team.
I mean, yes. No, you can't hate a team that's been irrelevant.
I mean, my God.
I mean, I'm not kidding. New York remains the most polarizing city in America for sports fans. And, you know, it's so cool when there's a good, you know, team that you can, you know, sink your teeth into.
It's the same thing for the Jets and the Giants right now. You can't hate them because they both stink.
Oh, they stink.
I mean, you can't hate the Yankees either. Come on, Yankees.
Let's get going. I mean, my God, you could hate Riley with the Lakers. You hated him even more with the Knicks. And then he went to Miami. I mean, but when he was with the Knicks, oh, it was great. It was.
You hated John Starks.
Oh, you hated John Starks. Oh, my God.
Right.
You know? All right, guys. Great job as always. Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, Tangway Along for the Ride podcast, sponsored by FanDuel, the official partner of the CLNS Media Networks. Get into the NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. He said it is clear his throat. Great job, fellas.
Yeah, it was fun. But
we are going to get into next week. We need to get into the Bucks.
New FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. Plus, all customers who bet $5 will get $100 off NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube at YouTube TV.